Good evening, and welcome to LTT Theatre. This week we present Lisa Strata. We are at the home of Lisa Strata. Lisa is saying farewell to her husband, a professional hockey player, perhaps for the last time.
We're in the playoffs! I'll be back in a month!
Well, that's just great. You just got back. You're always off playing hockey. It's like you're at war or something.
Yep. Well, the bus is leaving. Gotta go. Love you.
Well, that's it. Hello, Cleo. Call the ladies. We're having a meeting.
5 minutes later.
Where is everyone? Cleo should have been here by now. She's my neighbor, for God's sakes. If I said I was having a Tupperware party, she would have been here in an instant. Ah, there's Cleo now. Hello, Cleo.
Hey, Lisa. What's wrong? You look like you're about ready to kill someone.
Where is everyone? It's not like they live that far from here. It's noon. They ought to be out of bed by now.
All their husbands left today just like you. The team made the playoffs, so all us wives are stuck at home with the brats while they played hockey.
Well, we have something to discuss today.
Why did you want us all here? What's this all about?
It's something big.
That's what she said.
Oh, grow up. This is serious. But your mind is in the right place. I put a lot of thought to this, and I think it just might work. I stayed up all last night thinking about it.
Well, it must be important if it kept you up all night.
I figured out how we can end the hockey games and get our husbands back.
They were just back this morning.
They were home for like 4 hours and got on the bus to head off to playoffs.
Touché. All right, what's the plan?
We're not the only ones fed up with this. I've talked to some of the wives of the Bruins. They've had enough of it too.
So what's the plan? We're going to sabotage the Zamboni or something?
No, that's stupid. But if we can get the other women on our side, we might just be able to do something by not doing a certain something.
So let me get this straight. You want to get more people together so we can do nothing about our husbands being gone. Did you say you stay up thinking or drinking? I was doing nothing supposed to help exactly.
It depends on the nothing that you're doing.
You need to start making sense.
Okay, so when you want your husband to do something, or he keeps putting it off, and you need to give a point, what do you do?
Cut him off?
Exactly.
Wait, what?
We start getting everyone to cut off their husbands. They will be dropping mitts and climbing the glass in no time.
No offense, but don't you want the cup?
I never said revolution is easy. Where are our friends anyways?
They should have been here by now.
Well, like most Canadians, they're stuck at Tim Hortons getting Timbits and double doubles.
They called this morning and said they would be here. Traffic, maybe.
What about the women from Montreal? I figured they'd be the first ones here.
Well, looky here. It's the ladies from Vancouver.
That's all the girls from Vancouver?
Are we late, Lisa? Did we miss anything big?
I didn't think you'd be here on time anyway. You'd be late to your own funeral.
I couldn't find my girdle in the dark. You said this was important. Here we are. So tell us.
Couple minutes. The ladies from the south will be here.
They're here. Hey, Laura, we're in here. You look great. You look like you could strangle a moose.
Yes, indeed. Suppose I could. It's because I do these kick-ass exercises. Looky, I jump up and I can see if I can kick my butt. Ouch! That was a good one.
Are those real?
Hoo-wee, girl, hands off my prized possessions. I ain't no prize heifer, you know.
Where are your friends from?
She's my saddle pal from Tennessee.
Nice to meet you. Good to have you here. And this is...
Oh, she's an honest-to-goodness cowgirl from Oklahoma.
A real cowgirl, huh?
So who called this posse together anyways?
That was me.
Well, what's up?
Yeah, let us in on your plan.
I'll tell you, but first, I want to ask you something.
All right, ask already.
Aren't you tired of your husbands being gone for months, leaving you with the kids? I know that every one of your husbands is off at playoffs right now.
Mine's been gone for months, it feels like.
It's been 5 months since mine's been home. They never have home games.
Well, as for mine, he never stops playing. He ain't home more than a day before he picks up the old hockey stick and flies back up yonder to play again.
So tell me, if I found a way to stop the playoffs, our husbands would be home. Would you help me?
Of course.
I'll help too.
Me too. Anything to stop them dumb games. Why, I would even climb to the top of Mount Everest.
Then I'll tell you my plan. All we have to do is stop doing a certain something.
Stop doing what?
We have to cut our men off altogether. Now, don't look at me like that. You know it works. Sometimes it's the only way we can get them to do things. So yes or no, you said you would follow the plan.
I won't do it.
Me neither. They can play hockey.
Anything but that.
Yeah, screw that. I came out wrong.
Don't you ever get tired of taking advice from Cosmo?
Whoa up. I know it's hard, no pun intended, to sleep alone without your man beside you, but gotta have a peace.
I knew you'd understand, Laura. You're the only one here that deserves to be called a woman.
So if we do cut them off, how is that supposed to stop them from playing?
All we need to do is sit at home, get ourselves tarted up, then they will want to come home and get into bed. That is when we say no. They will do whatever we want so they can get a little action.
Yep, just like when Gretzky saw his wife's boobs, he threw away his puck, they say.
What if they leave us?
We all have prenups. They'll be too scared to leave us because we'll leave half their possessions.
Okay, you've convinced me.
Well, we can persuade our men to stop playing, but how are we going to cure the rest of the nation who are hockey fans?
Don't worry about it. I'm sure we can convince as many wives and girlfriends as possible.
Tune in next week for more. Same LTT time, same LTT channel.